Lilongwe Kasungu Grace Church, whereby brothers and sisters meet together and worship Christ and Him crucified alone. No any other name, no any other gospel given except the gospel about Christ and Him crucified, preaching without compromise.
Amen.
We continue our program. Let us open our hymn book songs. Our hymn book songs. Thereafter, we'll continue the service of today. Let us open our hymn book songs. Song number 75 in our local language, which speaks about Christ, that all the fullness of His glory is in Christ alone, friend of chosen sinners. And He came into this world and died for His own elect only. Those elect are saved by His only grace without compromise. Whatever is in this world, either things are good or bad, but He never came to save everybody but Christ alone. So He leads us in all situations, either good or bad. He keeps us and upholds us. 7:5. Zalo Josata, Dibwe Zino Hosatu, Pau Le Doanta Wose, Diende Fopinino, Oba Fopitu, Inundino,
Oh,
bito imundino o bito obandido bajipa ja umoyo ndiwe uyedindu. Let us open our Bibles, scripture reading from the book of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 1, from verses 1 to 25. Let us open our Bible up to Mugula Petro, 1 Petro Oyabayo, Mjimange Oyabayo, verses 25. I will read in English, and the Brother Dave Maxwell will read in our local dialect. Verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, and to obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you, in peace be multiplied. 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to our inheritance incorruptible and unfeigned, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. 5. Who are kept by the power of God, preserved unto salvation, ready be to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. 7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of God, than perisheth, that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, and in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. 9. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the blessed that should come unto you. 11. Searching what, or what manner of time, the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify, when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ, and the glory that should fall. 12. Unto whom it was revealed, that not unto us themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1, Dimagia 1, Ulega 13, Marit Matso, Tawenga.
Peter 2, Yes of Christ. Fao Sankiba, Abukala, Arendo, Ashipala Ligo, Abukondo, Galatia, Abologia, Asia, J. Petuni. Verse 2. Mwanga mkutu wilato kwa murungu azake, mchieleza jamzimu, chojitila mchiveo, njibu waza kwa mwaze wa Yesu Kristo. chisomo jitelele zibujuge ni inu. 3. Wada itiga murumbonje adane wa angu ya watu Yesu Kristu. Ia mene munga mwa chifuno ya jile juhuru. Anadi balanso kushemigizo cha moyo. Mwa uwa wa ufa kwa Yesu Kristu. 4. Ulichila jile choloba, josa bunda, niyosa desa, niyosa fota, josu ngigia mamba inu. 5. Amene musubizo jimfavu ya murungu, machikulubira kufigira chikulumuzo, choko nzega kufunguru siwa mchawi yosirisa. 6. Menemo, mugonwela, kunga kari sobano kanchawi, ngaji kuyenela mwaji jika jisoni, jima yesero, amenu lumitu. 7. Kutima yasede ati kurubilo janu, njiyo amtengo waji, mwogosa, wakwalidi, amene, angu naiga, ngakare, ala yasede njimoto, ala tesebe, ujiki gashi ya migo, njiyo ulemelo, njiyo ulemu, pafumuruto, la Yesu of Christ. 8. Amene munga kare, simona muona, mungonda. Amene munga kare, simona mpenya sobano, pomkurubilila. Mwono ya mwai, kijichi mwemwe, chosa nineka, nje cha ule meleo. Nai, nje kwa hali ya jitu yizilo, nje kurubililo janu, jisho chikurumuto, cha mwoyo wanu. Ti, kunena za chikurumuto ichi, anafuna funa, nasantula aneneli, pagunjeli ya za kusomo, chikuzilani. Lele, nje kusantula nchawi iti, kabenya nchawi anji. Mzimu wa Kristu wakawa wa inu, mwa iyo, analozela, pakuchitika adu umboni, wa masa uzu a Kristu, ndi ule melelo, wazala na nao. Chofu, kwa iyo wa vene, kuna kumurusiwa, kuli sana zinumigira iyo waka, kuma inu, ndi zitu izi, zileni, zausidwa kwa inu, sobano, mwa iyo, amene, anakula higirani, uchenga wabino mwa mzimu kwa mzimu waira wadumidwa kujoki ya kumamba zitu izi angelo alangalaga uzisuzu bilamu. 13. Maichi uzimanga mchuno kunenda za mchima wanu mokali uzisunga nimu yembegeze kose kose chisomo chili kurengegwa kutangajo kwa inu mfunguluzo la Yesu Kristu.
To God be all the glory. Yes, this 13 says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end of the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Let us just go into English song number 69. Itakuleni nyimbo za mbuku matu, nyimbo na prasa 69. Inene mchichewa, mati mundilandile, tundine mtuochi, mawipa. Ndikonze ni nyimbo na mbala 69.
Jesus, my Lord, to thee I cry. Only thou say, me I must die. Oh, please, my peace, submit your heart. Be as I am, and take me as I am. And take me as I am. My only friend, Christ died for me. Oh, take me as I am. The praise I am, and full of you. But yet for me, thy blood was free, and thou
Amen.
Brother Ken, let me just hand over this time to you. Take the microphone.
Thank you very much. Let's take our Bibles and look together in 1 Timothy chapter 3. And my text today is from verse 14 down to verse 16. And I want to speak with you about the one true foundation, the church's foundation. Now Paul had left Timothy at Ephesus to continue to preach and minister to the Lord's people there, and had continued on his journey preaching the gospel. So he's giving instruction here to Timothy as to how it is that he was to direct the church there in Ephesus. But not knowing whether or not he could come again soon to meet him there, he writes this first epistle to Timothy, and the Lord has preserved it for us today. And so he writes in 1 Timothy 3:14, "These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly." You notice the word hoping. This was his hope. And yet we know that all things are submitted unto the will of God. It's by his direction. That's why he says in the first part of verse 15, "But if I tarry long," should it be that God would cause me to tarry longer than I think I'm writing these things unto you? Here is a reminder that tomorrow is not in our hands. It is God that directs. We make plans and we think about what is to come, and yet we are only given the moment right now. That's why the scriptures tell us not to boast ourselves in tomorrow. Tomorrow is not ours. It is by God's determining. And that's why the scriptures remind us that if we say we're going to go here or go there, let us say, "If God so will," because He it is that directs our steps. That's true in our everyday lives and every detail, and it's particularly true in where God is pleased to cause His gospel to be preached. And so Paul continues to write here to Timothy in verse 15, if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. Here it is, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. You notice that Paul is not writing Timothy here about trivial things, about his personal life or social relations or anything like that. No, his interest here is in the church of the living God. To me, this is a reminder of what needs to be the subject of our conversation when we're together as the Lord's people. You can always socialize outside of the place of worship, but when we come together, it's for one purpose, and that is to glorify the Lord God through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when he speaks here of the church as being, first of all, the house of God, he's not talking about brick and mortar. He's not talking about a material building. That's not the house of God. Perhaps a better way of translating that would be the household of God. If I ask you, well, how's your house? You might think, well, I'm talking about the place where you stay. But if I say to you, how is your household? What I'm asking you is, how's the family? So this has to do with people. This has to do with those that belong unto God by His electing grace, and that are of His family by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, called out by the Spirit of God.
Amene ndi mwezi wake wa Yesu Kristu adagulidwa kuchotseredwa machimo awo amenewo adapangidwa ndi kuyikidwa mʼbanja la Mulungu anthu amenewo ndiwo mpingo wa Mulungu.
In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 19 through 21, here is the description of God's house or the household of God. Now remember, God had directed Paul to leave Timothy in Ephesus. Ephesus was not a Jewish city. This was made up of Gentiles and people that were not raised as Jews. So these were the ones to whom Timothy was ministering, but Paul, in writing to them here in Ephesians, says in verse 19, "Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints," and here it is, "and of the household of God." There were Jews that did not like the fact that God was bringing Gentiles into the fold. They opposed these as Gentiles. They looked down their nose at these. But here Paul is saying, no, no. You are fellow citizens. It doesn't matter, Jew or Gentile. You're fellow citizens with the saints. That means the justified ones. Those that God has justified by the blood and righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, of the same household of God. One household.
Musayiwale kukanya buku la Efeso tukunena kuti ndi la mitundu koma patalibe ubale wabwino pakati pa mitundu ndi Ayuda kuti la mitundu ndi Ayuda ndizo samangokhala phokoso kukangana ndipo Ayuda samafuna mitundu kuti azikhulupirira uthenga wabwino koma Mulungu akukalankhula ndi anthu amene Ayuda wamadana nawo ndi kunyansidwa nawo ndi kumawawuza onena kuti inuyo simuliso alendo kapena wogonera komatu muli amudzi omwewo wawoyera mtima ngapa mati mudzi omwewo wawoyera mtima akutanthauza mpingo wake akutanthauza anthu osankhidwa kuti onse amene mulungu adawasankha adawapanga kukhala woyera mtima amitunduso ali limodzi amenewo ndipo woyera mtimawo ndi amene amawatcha panja lakati kodi la mulungu.
Now because of the depravity of our flesh, we're racist by nature. In other words, we look at somebody else, and if they're not the same color skin, or they talk a different language than that we do, or they have different customs than we do, then we tend to put them off, and we think that we're better than they are. That's what our sin nature does.
Tikamuona munthu wina wosiyana ndi maonekedwe athu, wina wosapeza bwino posiyana ndi ife, khumu mwina ndi mzungu kandi mwenye, kaya ndi wachitundu chanji. Ukamamuyang'ana amene uja, kaya wina amene amaoneka kuti ngosaphunzira wosadziwa zimene wamazidziwa. Kaya omwe umapitanga iyeyo ngati wonayika, ngati munthu wochimwa, iweyo umadzitenga kuti ndiwe woyera, ndiwo olungama. Kumene kuti ndikunyada
But in the household of God, none of that is to matter. We see each other as we are in Christ, because that's how God sees each of his own, in Christ. And they are one, fellow citizens, with the saints, one righteousness, one justification, one forgiveness of sins, one Savior, one Redeemer, one sacrifice. And notice in verse 20 of Ephesians 2, and are built upon the foundation, one foundation, the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Over in 1 Corinthians 3:11, Paul said, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. We're studying the church's one foundation. Well, it's very clear. It's already been laid. We're not laying it. It has already been laid by God the Father in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, of which he is the chief cornerstone. We've all seen builders getting ready to build a house. They don't start with a roof. They lay the foundation. First thing that the builder does is to lay out how large the house is to be. The builder does that, determines the size of the house. God has determined the size of his house. It's not everybody. He has chosen out those sinners from the fallen world that he has purposed to save. Then the builder digs the ditch along the lines that have been laid for the foundation, pours the concrete, and from there measures how the wall will be built. There is a cornerstone from which every brick is laid on that foundation.
Misiri virudala omanga amayamba walemba nyumba icha basi ndikuyamba kukumba akakumba akamaliza ama chila simenti japansi silabu ndikumanga foundation akamaliza pali njero yoyambira imene amamanga makona muja akamauta nyumba makona muja imene chema chilo kuli mwala wapangolia pachizungu amati cornerstone. Wala unyera yo yambira imene amamanga pakona pa nyumba imene chendiye tsogolo la nyumba yonse.
So when Paul said, other foundation can no man lay than that is laid already, he's talking about the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ coming in the flesh and working out that righteousness necessary to God's satisfaction that he might be just and declare righteous those sinners for whom Christ died.
Paulo ama ula kukula kuli njuhuda ya mbisa nyumba ya Mulungu. Ni Mulungu mwini aminada uyika mwalao. Ndiko ni Yesu Kristo. Kuna mtauza ama nangula za nchito imene Yesu Kristo haka ipange mtubi. Kuli Yesu Kristo anakamu ila munga mungu. Azafa ni kukwanisa chirunga mwotose cha Mulungu. Chimene atina kunika chichitidwe. Kwa tano kuli chirunga mwotose chimene Mulungu ada chichita. Ada chimene Yesu ada chichita mwa Mulungu. Chidango pereke ito kwa tuwa sankidwa. Njua wa sankidwa wa mungu wadawa cha kukala oru ngama. Chikwane jiru ngama cha Yesu ujo.
Once that foundation has been laid, the builder then begins to take those bricks and lay them on that foundation in an orderly fashion, in exactly the order that the builder determines. The bricks aren't determining it. It's the builder.
Jeno, njewa yoyamba, imene misiri ama manga, ama yika pa foundation po manga nyumba. Njewa zina, zima ango tadira, kulondola mene ya imira, njewa yoyamba. Kuna nchogolo, la njewa zina zosezi, njewa yoyamba, imene ya hikino icha, nge misiri ama manga wino, mwasa butika, njewa yenera, kono sumajangu.
These bricks are what Peter describes as living stones, those that have been made alive, sinners, made alive by the Spirit of God and brought to and laid upon this foundation, which is Jesus Christ.
Kuri inuyo munga miyala ya moyo, kwa nivelo chove zaka paiti. Inuyo munga miyala ya moyo, munga mgidwa suni umbaba mozi. Kwa nivelo ni feni feko tatira, kumala oya mwenoda ikidwa kale, kumene Yesu Kristo.
These are they of whom Paul writes here in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 21, in whom all the building, the household, fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. He's not talking here about a physical building. Everybody thinks of the church as being a physical place. No, a building is a place where the church meets. But this building, notice, in whom? It has to do with being laid on that foundation, which is none other than Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Oh, yes. You know, agamati church, mpingo wa Mulungu, samalo za chinyumba, chimene amfama kumanamo. Chimete chinyumba chabe, njimalo wa mtuzi, amene mpingo, umakumana po pachifukwa icho chikamali mpingo ndikulola watu limene limasonkhana mchinyumba chimenja kukhala mthuzi kuti uziwalereza kudziwa uzilereza kudziwa mpingo.
If someone asks you, where is your church headquarters in Malawi? The answer is, seated in heaven. Because our head is in heaven. Our righteousness is in that one seated in the heavenlies. If somebody asks you, well, where is your church? Don't point them to a building. Tell them, well, it's scattered all over Malawi. It's in Kasungu, it's in Lilongwe, it's in Zimba, wherever else the Lord has his elect. That's where the church is.
Amen. Musamara chamango kanga na mabere mna manga shikoma mna shikoma kura mchima mbembele nungu mpingo watu ndu ae ndito muka uza uri mpingo watu uri mungu anziga abarewa ena makala kukasungu ena makala ulirongwe ena makala kumsimba kaya kushazoroma kaya makala nikune la dina yose kumeziga vile kumene kuli mungu ya kayo abile mna mpingo nae kumene kuli mpingo kumene kuli mpingo.
You see in verse 22, in whom. There it is again. In whom? This is all about Christ. Ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. So this is the church of which Paul is writing Timothy here in 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15, where he says, know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, among the people of God, among those that God has saved by his grace, in the blood and righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Timothy, here is how you should live among them. And he says, which is the church of the living God. That word church means literally the called out ones. Those that God has elected and for whom Christ paid their sin debt, he does in time call out. And that's how we know and come to see who are the true church of God. They're the called out ones. So just as a building has a foundation, so this spiritual house, this household, has its foundation. It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Monga nyumba imenali yese ama kalamo ini maziko ena mani foundation kimoji moji mpigo wake wakwe wa Yesu Kristo mwende wa uzimu na wosa ulindi maziko ulindi foundation ni foundation yake Yesu Kristo.
This house has a door. Christ said, I am the door. So to enter in is to enter into this household through the door.
Wow. If you have any other city, Simta ipesa yu mali dofoba da polo wera de ulimene si nyumba ya. Ili mba komo. Nye yesu chifaga maya porota zari nyumba ya uti watu. Adena uli ime dine komo. Kuronda uzari yesu de polo wera. Pam nyumba ya kuru mkuyo.
This house has walls. You think, well, why do we build a house with walls? It's for protection of those that dwell therein. Well, Christ is that wall of salvation. You see, it's all in Him. This house has windows. What's the purpose for windows? But to let the light in. Well, Christ is that light. It's through Him that the light shines. He's the window of heaven, if you will, from which the light shines on those and in those that He has purchased.
Amen. Nubeneli yoseri makarazi mawindo, mazenela. Tolinda jama windo mkuri. Wani mpwea usirowa, komanso kuwala. Usirowa kwa mnyumbamo. Maiko likulisha, Yesu ndiye kuwala. Kwenye zari hende komo, na kumamba. Wani utafuno wana kumamba. Yesu amuwalila, amuonesa kumamba. Yeyo desenela, ndiye windolo.
This house has a roof. What's the purpose of a roof but for the protection of those inside from the elements? Well, that's a picture of Christ, who is our surety, and that He works on behalf of His children as their advocate. He is their protector and their shield. I will tell you, unlike earthly houses, this roof does not leak, and these walls don't crack. The church of the living God, which is none other than that which is laid on the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, is perfect in every way because Christ has made it so.
Yes.
It never needs to be repaired. You see, religion, they're always trying to fix it up by their works. They're always trying to do something to fix a problem or fix this, fix people's lives, try to become holy, all these things. That's in works religion. We have a perfect church because of a perfect Savior and a perfect foundation, and it never needs to be repaired because God is satisfied with His Son.
Amen. Nyumba tu yenyeni omangidwa. Mwa manga kuna masama papa foundation. Nganya kuli sima vanga mangalu. Maloma ke sima sega so tsikuli na ulimkwale ke so piru dala. Ako konze kope na munga ruga nga ruga. Kenga usilima kia wanchiswe. Kuli sikuli mkofuna wina. Wora kali komeso.
Yes, the Church of the Living God stands in opposition to everything that man ever attempts by way of worship. It's distinguished from men's houses of worship and temples of idols.
Amen. How is so self tender what we know so more? Bingo ake alfaza uchosa aza kumudwa nao. Chifuwa yake nchakuti. Mama ngidwe ama nyumbao ama ngidwe ni mabiru talawiri. Nyumba inayo ya mabiru zime bezo. Na ima funo zimele ima genzanga zikusa funigira. Zitalidwe wandondo mekotimu waezera. Zimele zima bagiza utenga wabwino wajisobo na zari kidwa. Aziza ututa na wana aa. Kwa mafunika wakarejochi. Kwa mafunika zima kwa mwana kwa mwana kwa ututa mwana. Mwana kwa mwana kwa mwana kwa mwana kwa mwana kwa mwana. Chifake silu ukirizana. Ile oma ngino kujisomo. Sili na chene ukirizana kwa jana. Hai.
It's called the house of God because God is its author. He is the one who has laid out the design of it, and he is the builder of it, and he is the one who gives life to each one that is of this household. It's all of God from beginning to end in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Akuranda uzakuti amene adamanga nyumba ayo ndiye kamulungu amene adapanga design kuikonza mene iti wonekere anaipanga ye kamosa tanizana ndi munthu kwa kuti yense amene adzakhale nyumba imeneyi amakhalaso wa moyo ndipo amampatsa moyo ndi mulungu ndi kumuyika mnyumbamo kuti akhale ndi moyo kuti resources zimayamba ndi mulungu zimayenda ndi mulungu zimamaliza ndi mulungu yemweyo.
And that's what's important to see in that last part of verse 15 of 1 Timothy 3:15, because it says, which is the church of the living God, and then it says, the pillar and ground of the truth. But it's not that the church is the pillar and ground of the truth, but God. You see, the last word mentioned is God, the church of the living God, who is the pillar and ground of the truth.
Inu, umu iwene nge sentence ya kumapeto, ya wanini moreo, 3 verse 15. Aramaliza kuli ndia kilesi ya omuru wa moyo. Ya kuti, mzati, ndi mchirigizo wa mulungu. Kuna ndoza, sikuli mzati wa ulena mpingo wai. Mpingo si mzati hai. Kwa mamulungu, ndia mzati. Kwa mzati, ndia minama shirigiza, mpingo wakewo, ndia ulimu ndi mpingo, ndi mulungu chitaya ndia mzati, ndi mchirigizo wa mpingo wai.
Pillars are what hold up the structure. Well, that's none other than God himself. It's his church. He saved it, and he keeps it. And there it is again, ground. That's the foundation. There's no other foundation that has been laid than that which is laid, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Umamera pasi, andwaremba kawa mnyumba zakale, ama kumba chenche magariba nyumba, nurenda mtengo ni kusika pastipa, gomba kukwina kudenga kumafa. Nye pastipa acha, mamerega nani shirezo, ya kumafa po, nye pasi mindani, Yesu Kristu. Nye kuli mulungu, ada ziki kama Yesu Kristu, nye kukwina nyumba yake mpingo wake, nye kuli majitaka mene bari mtu,
So any assembly or congregation or group of people that do not have as their pillar the very God of Scripture and as their foundation the Lord Jesus Christ and who He is and what He accomplished, they are not the church. Notice the pillar and ground of the truth. God only directs through the truth, and the truth is Christ. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. And all the glory belongs unto Him.
Amen.
So if God has made us members of His household and called us out as His church, to Him alone be the glory. I'll stop there for now. Next week I want to come back and speak the entire time on verse 16, 1 Timothy 3:16, the mystery of godliness and how important and vital that is. So that'll be our meal for next time. We'll just have to wait. I'll turn it back to you.
Well, I'm powerless. For sure, I am powerless. And I was expecting to eat more and more and more. But as far as the food now is coming at the chorus. The man from the feeder is saying that no, we have preserved for
yes.
This night.
We have to digest what we've eaten, and then we can eat some more later.
Glory, glory, glory be to God because of whatever He directs and purposes.
Amen.
Let's open our hymn book songs. Song number 74. Song number 74. Otuluka mutimu wa mama Yesu anasiza mtanda inubukwila Gota mabu kambajika batanya Kumba pilato kumuya Yela inapeleka kwa Yuda Oh, dear,
And he has made
thou not be ugly. I came to Jesus on my cry. Oh, that life he be free. But this was with my soul in God. And now I repeat it. I hear the voice of Jesus say, I am the Jaguar tribe. No, I don't need thy voice shall rise. And all thy dead be brought. I look to Jesus and thy path. In him I serve myself. And in thy light, O rightful one, till troubling days are done. Oh, look to Jesus, Son of God, in him my star, my star. And in thy light, oh, right by one, deep troubling days are done. Brother Ken, look to God, for we close our service of today.
Thank you, dear Father, for this time together around your word and fellowshipping with these that you have drawn out and brought to hear this blessed gospel of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that in him there is neither Jew nor Gentile, bond nor free, rich or poor, but that you have made sinners such as we are all to be one in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, one faith, one hope, one righteousness, and all of our acceptance is in him who is your beloved one. I'm thankful that you did not leave us to ourselves and the darkness of this flesh that would cause us to continue to follow after our idolatrous thoughts, but by your grace and mercy have drawn us unto your blessed Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and all the glory and honor belongs unto him. So I pray for each one that belongs to you. We know that those for whom Christ has paid the debt, he does indeed keep, having saved them, and we can have no surer salvation than in him. So as we part ways, may we part rejoicing and pondering the things that we have heard and you've been pleased to reveal unto us even through your word today. And we're mindful to give you all the praise, honor, and glory in our dear Savior's name. Amen.
Amen.